This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online counseling and therapy with licensed therapists from wherever you are around your schedule. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It's convenient, affordable therapy through text, chat, phone, or video. And we've got a special offer for our listeners. Try BetterHelp free for 1 week and start communicating with a therapist in under 24 hours. Visit BetterHelp.com/TMS to get started. That's BetterHelp.com/TMS. This episode is also brought to you by Casper, a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. Get $50 off select mattresses by visiting Casper.com/MorningStream and using the promo code MorningStream at checkout. Coming up on TMS, don't spit that back in there.
You never get to talk to me again.
Because of that spit noise you made.
Yeah, probably.
Your mustache is long.
Beware the Satan hole.
Duncan Homeless.
Tom's Tech Time.
Recommendals and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I want something round and crisp and buttery tasting. When I want a cracker, I want a Ritz.
Golden buttery Ritz crackers. They're delicious anytime.
When you want a cracker, you want a Ritz.
Thanks, son.
We don't fish for the fish.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
This is Scott Fletcher, and I approve this podcast. This is The Morning Stream.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to The Morning Stream. It is TMS for October 3rd, 2018. Scott Johnson here, Brian Ibbett there. Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Guten Tag. I'm fine. We said pre-show, but there's a distinct smell of the bell. We've run to the border here.
That's right. We've made a run for the border, and we've come back with their current arrangement of our matching bags.
Why is their logo so nuts now? What happened there? Is that a print mistake?
Because it's edgy, Scott. It's supposed to look like, hey, we're too cool to worry about making sure our printing plates align perfectly.
Yeah, that's kind of what it feels like to me. I've been doing printing stuff for long enough to know.
It's like Andy Warhol.
Yeah, it's awful. So anyway, well done, Taco Bell. As promised yesterday, we're going to attempt to do the breakfast Crunchwrap deal on the show.
People have been tweeting and emailing and saying, oh, yeah, no, Taco Bell breakfast, man. It's the way to go. And what you got to get is the AM Crunchwrap Supreme or the breakfast Crunchwrap Supreme.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did.
So that's what we're doing. And we're doing this for science. So you can thank us later when the National Science Magazine or whatever contacts us. We'll make sure to include you guys in the article saying that you were the inspiration for this great step forward for mankind. So we'll get to that in just a second. But in order to let it sit a little longer and become colder, I would like to do a couple other things first.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Let the cheese congeal a little longer.
I'm going to let that cheese fuse with its crunch part so it's no longer crunchy. But this won't take long. So I just have to put this out there. And perhaps it's not the best thing to say before you're about to do a morning food testing. Yeah. But yesterday I was in this fancy... It's a grocery store, but it's also like got a little bistro-y thing and places to sit. And they teach cooking classes up. And it's like a Whole Foods fancy kind of place.
Yeah, and what's it called?
Harmon's. And they're all over the place down here. And actually, Nick works in a Harmon's bread bakery. That's where Nick works. And so they make bread every day. They got artisan bread makers working there. It's like all fancy schmootzy, and you kind of pay for it, right? But they have this really good salad bar, at least my experience in the past has been. Nice salad bar. Big, long one, Brian. Many choices.
Salad as far as the eye can see.
Yes. And like... the different lettuce types. Here's your leafy greens. Here's your romaine. Here's your other kind. Like all the kinds. And you go through and there's a million little weird olive types. You don't like these olives? Good deal because I got a whole nother lineup of olives.
Kalamata.
Kalamata.
Tom's favorite breakfast beverage.
Yeah.
Kalamata olives.
Listen, Kalamata, is there anything better to wash a chocolate donut down than with a Kalamata? Ask Tom. He knows. He knows.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they have a whole separate olive bar, and I watched a kid walk up to the olive bar while his parents weren't paying attention, slip a big green fat olive in his mouth, chew it, make a face, turn back around and go and spit it into the pile of other olives that were there for the consumers to take. Gosh dang it, dude! Talk about ruining my entire freaking day in one fell freaking swoop. It was gross.
So what did you do? What was the hot shot? What do you do, hot shot?
I went, oh, like that. I made a sound. Yeah. Kid saw me, turned, went the other way, and I walked out. Nothing else to do. Oh, I should say, sorry. The lady came right after. She must have seen this because the lady who maintains the thing came, grabbed the whole bin that had that, the offending olive in it, took that back, I assumed, to chuck it out and brought out a fresh hoo-ha. Right? I actually didn't see her bring it out.
Good deal.
Yeah.
The eye in the sky at Harmon's, always watching, ever present.
So I get conspiratorial, though. My thinking is, I hope she took it in, dumped it, got a whole new can of, or, you know, however you get the olives, put them in, took it out. For all I know, she went in there out of sight, took out the nasty one, and maybe a couple it was touching, and then just went right back out with the olives, because who wants to waste olives? That's my conspiracy mind saying
you can't live your life assuming.
I worked at Chi-Chi's too long.
Live your life assuming the worst. I know, and it never helps, but you have to, I don't know, you just have to give people the benefit of the doubt that they would do the right thing, even though
they sometimes
they're not being watched, you know, even though there's not a customer standing over their shoulders saying, now you're going to throw all those out, right? Because nobody wants any of the olives that could have some of that kid's little spit juice trailing down the side and blah, blah, blah.
Well, if I'd have had if I was the manager or if I was the lady, what you do is you bring out the fresh olive batch first and then do the process out in
front
of
show
that
everybody. It's a new bin. Right. Well, but then she's letting it sit for a little bit longer. Like, that's an excise of the tumor kind of situation right away.
Sure. But now it's a turd in the pool. I don't know if I can do that olive bar again.
I was going to ask you if you will ever get olives there again. Or olives at any
Or
visit any salad bar. Or walk into any restaurant that has a salad bar that you don't even patronize.
I mean, salad bars are already suspect. And it's on the, you know, there's record closings of places on the record where they close.
Yeah.
I don't mean it's a record for them closing, but they keep records of this because it's not the most sanitary of conditions. It can't be.
No. Listen, the only way you can really, truly do a salad bar right is to have those science gloves that have a completely enclosed salad bar.
Science gloves. I love science gloves.
And you've got the gloves that you reach your hands into and you say, I'm gonna use these tongs. I'm going to get some lettuce. And then you move your bowl to the right.
It's how John Travolta's mom would have to wipe his butt when he was the boy in the bubble.
The boy in the plastic bubble, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you step to the right, you move your bowl in front of you, you get the other things, you pull your hands out of those gloves, you walk to the next one.
I like it a lot. That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's the only way. That's the only way to be sure.
Yeah, but I also don't want to have my hands in these gloves all these nasty hands have been in. So there's a downside no matter what. Whatever. Yeah, we're all getting strong immune systems. It'll all be okay. All right.
Right.
Now.
Then here's what you do. You have a claw machine. So you're instead of putting your hands in gloves, you're using a claw machine. It's a game and an appetizer. You're like descending the claw down, picking up a handful of those little baby corns. And then it moves over and dumps on your salad. And then you move to the right. And it's like, oh, no. Oh, no, no. I want the cheddar cheese. Oh, it's grabbing celery.
Do you only get one shot per add-on?
One shot per topping.
Oh, yeah. This is great. This is really great. And you know who could do this tomorrow? They just implement it would be Denny's because they've got a claw machine out there. Just retrofit it. Stick it over. They don't have a salad bar. But
I figure all those closed Chuck E. Cheese's.
Mm-hmm.
Can reopen now as the world's greatest salad bar.
Brilliant. It's perfect.
Yeah.
There would be and keep the animatronic animals there. Just keep them there.
If I was getting married and I had the wherewithal for my wedding reception, I would actually do the claw buffet because I think that would be the best thing.
I really like this idea a lot. What if to get the prime rib at the buffet, the claw machine had to come down, grab the guy's wrist, lift his wrist up and position it just right so he can cut a prime rib. And if you miss it, it's too bad, no prime rib for you.
Right, exactly. You still have a dude with a knife.
I love this.
Yeah.
This is an amazing idea. All right, Taco Bell time.
Crab legs. Oh, you can only carry four in the claw machine or it drops all of them.
All right. So we got our bags here, our sacks.
All right.
And
I like to eat.
And we're going to eat.
You should try Space Food Sticks.
This is not Space Food Sticks. This is Taco Bell's
Space
Morning
Food Sticks
Breakfast Crunchwrap Supreme whatever.
Again, you know, Taco Bell not able to get all of their printing plates to align.
No, their bag is stupid. I got some sauces, it looks like.
So this is interesting.
What?
The top of the bag has a little diagram saying fold here.
Oh.
Completely unfolded. Is yours folded?
Yeah, mine was folded into a nice little... Oh, yeah, mine has the fold. Yours is not?
Yeah, mine is unfolded. It's like a brand new crisp dollar bill that's been unfolded and...
Yeah,
not jammed into a stripper's.
I mean, might not. It's not well folded, but it's folded.
Yeah, it's it's there to lock in freshness, Scott.
Yeah, yeah. Now this looks like about the size of this is like a burger, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little burger size unit.
It's like a little hexagonal burger.
How come yours looks so burnt? Or it's just your camera.
Yeah, mine is.
It
really
so
has the same coloring
camera
as yours. It's just...
It's something about your lighting is making it look like poop. All
That's
right,
really
so,
funny. It's black on
so, the I got sauces. I'm going to use one, because why not?
The Crunchwrap is black. It's not supposed to be black.
It's not supposed to be black.
Oh, I didn't get any sauces. I decided to go into this untainted.
Let's see here. Let me pull this.
For wonderful flavor combined with sound food values.
Sorry, what? Say it again.
Decided to go into this as Guy Fieri would intend.
Oh, right. Gangster.
Without, smothering with any sauce. Now, hold on. Let me put my sunglasses on the top of my head that are attached to around my neck with a cord.
Yep. Yep.
Because you never know when I might need those at a moment's notice.
Yep.
Oh, no, I got to put them on my head backwards.
Backwards,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you got to put them on backwards.
Ooh, careful not to break many of my frosted tips that have been shellacked into a fine pencil point.
That guy, we kid.
Have you applied your sauce yet?
No. Yes, I have. It's all in. I appreciate you eating up time like that, though. That was good.
No problem.
All right, here we go. Big bite of the, I'm just going at the corner here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not getting the crunch.
Yeah, no crunch. It probably had a crunch half an hour ago when I bought it.
Actually,
I'm getting a lot of tortilla, too, but that's probably just because I,
Yeah, you got the folded
corner. I'm
right
by one of the folds. Mm-hmm.
I'm also getting a lot of potato on this end.
Hmm.
Hold on.
Mmm, eggshell, because they use real. I'm kidding, though. There's the crunch. It's eggshell.
There's the eggshell.
Yeah, that's good.
If you said that to my wife out loud, she wouldn't be able to shut her mouth for about an hour. And I mean, like, closer to.
That's right, yes.
She can't do it.
That's funny. Yeah, not bad at all.
You know what? I'd eat that for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I will. I'm not eating it all now because that's, piggish.
Mm-hmm. And it's not good for the show.
No, I'm going to put
that
right there.
Yeah, that is the problem is that we're basically able to do two bites and then we have to set it aside until the middle song.
That's quite good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all were right. What do you
that's
want from us? Do you need us to go on a parade and lay ourselves prostrate ourselves in front of you? With our prostates?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that we believe you now? I mean,
we
geez.
We believe you now.
All right. Final note here. That was good. Happy birthday to Jordan. He turned 30. It was actually yesterday, a little bit belated. So happy birthday to Jordan. Now, there's also another Jordan. I think it's Jordan. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Is it Jordan? No, I'm sorry. Luke had a bunch of surgeries. So Jordan had the birthday, turned 30. Happy birthday, Jordan.
Yep.
And Luke, who has the same name as my nephew Luke Johnson, has been going through a crap ton of surgeries. And it's been very hard. He has one more to do. But he says the show's getting him through it. So I wanted to give a shout out to him and let him know we're thinking about you. Good luck. It's all abdominal stuff, which sucks.
Oh, that does suck.
And we're hoping the best for you, and hopefully you come out on the other side all set to go. More machine than man, which is pretty cool. So all our best to you, Jordan. Luke. But also, happy birthday, Jordan. All right. This is a really lame dedication, but here we are. All right. We're going to queue up Dunaway.
Let's do that, because this coffee is very disappointing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We forgot about that part.
Yeah.
Is it bad?
It's bland. And maybe, she did ask if I wanted anything, and I said, yeah, one cream and one Splenda.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I might have to doctor this up a little bit later in the show, too.
I found the perfect description in our archive files. I'm now going to play it. Okay. She's gross. Please I don't like her.
She's kind of hot, though.
Wait, gross but hot.
She's gross. I don't like her. She's kind of hot, though.
So that would be like,
Do you remember who? Do you remember who you're talking about?
I have no idea. It was like 20 to 12. I have no idea who that was.
Oh my gosh! I'd love to know who the.
Maybe I was talking about the guy who's queued up right now. Oh, welcome to the show, the sexy, gross but somehow hot Brian Dunaway.
I'm all the things you said.
I am. You are.
More.
That's true.
Oh, hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
Hi, Brian.
We missed you. Sorry about the trip. It kind of jacked up both Boop and your appearance on Monday's TMS, but we're glad to have you now.
Don't let it happen again.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do. That was a cool part of the country, which I talked at length about yesterday, and it also reminded me that you're really not that far from there. Like, it would be a... I don't know what, like a... How many hours would it take you to get to Columbus?
I don't know, maybe 6 hours.
It's not too bad.
That's
it's like me going to Vegas. It's nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not like when I drive to Utah where it's like days.
Yeah, you don't want that in your life. Who wants that? Nobody does. That's the answer. Brian Dunaway is here, of course, to play a little game we call Babel Royale. And to play it, we need you and your participation or your precipitation at the phone number 801-471-0462. That's the live line to call, and we already have a caller. Let's see if we can find out who the lucky winner might be today. I mean, you haven't won anything yet, but we're about to find out if there's more to it. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking to here?
Quacky D in Des Moines.
Quacky D?
Quacky D,
Quacky
right?
D. Is that right?
Quacky D.
All right, Quacky D.
In Des Moines.
You got to get resolve that
nothing.
D. Wait, Des Moines, Iowa. Iowa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there only one Des Moines? I should probably know that, but probably is.
Oh, yeah.
I have no idea.
There's barely even that one.
There's barely even that Des Moines. All right. It's good to have you here. We're going to play a little game, and it's been a while. I'm a little rusty, but I'm excited about whatever Brian Ibbett has in store for us. So, Brian, explain what's going on.
Yes, sir. I'm going to give Scott and Brian Dunaway. I'm going to give Scott and Brian Dunaway a topic.
Not yourself.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah.
They're going to go back and forth with answers for that topic. If one of them gives a wrong answer, a repeated answer, or they take too long to come up with an answer, the win will go to the other player. Your job is to predict who's going to come out on top based on the topic. Today, you are playing for a 3-pack of Steam games, Another Perspective, Dust, An Elysian Tale, and Running with Rifles. Sounds fun.
Both of those last games, fantastic. Uh-huh. The Elysian Tale one, Dust, is an amazing game. Totally worth it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. By the way, and who is our benefactor of these prizes that doesn't say in our new
Oh, you're right. It doesn't. I meant to have his name with that, and I didn't do it.
Is it Matthew Bach, or is it...
No. Crap. Okay. I'll find it and
okay,
and
sorry.
And do No. It's my own bad. It's my bad.
Anyway, your topic today... So now you know the rules, and so do I. Your topic today... is that very thing. Rick Astley is never going to give you up.
That's
right?
What
you
heard.
Know that.
Yeah, never going to let
there
me down.
There are 8 things, including that never going to give you up. There are 8 things in that song he's never going to do. Some of them, there might be 2 in one line, just so you know.
Yeah.
What are the other 7 things that Rick Astley is never going to do?
I love this one. Who submitted this, or is this you?
This is me.
All right. You're an evil genius. I don't like you at all anymore. This is fantastic. All right.
I thought of this when I did the Right Said Fred one.
So Clacky,
anyway,
Clacky D.
Clacky D, who do you think is going to win this one?
Scott.
Oh, all right.
Scott,
look
all
at
right.
him showing some faith.
And
yeah.
Because there are only 7, man. Who do you want to give the benefit or the hurdle of going first to?
We'll give that to Brian.
All right, Brian gets to begin.
All right.
So you can't use "Never Gonna Give You Up" because I've already told you that one.
Right.
So I can't give it up. Okay.
Yes.
Right.
Go for it.
So then I'm going to go with, so I've got to sing it to myself. So
yes,
I can't sing it out loud because Scott will hear me.
That's right.
Right.
So, all right. Never gonna let you down.
Yes.
He's so careful. He's so careful about it. I love it.
Yeah, I feel like I'm playing Jeopardy. It's like almost like a Jeopardy thing.
Yeah.
It's almost like backwards.
No, this is, right? This
I know.
Good.
I love it.
I saw a chunk of Jeopardy while I was in Columbus, and it's been a while. And they had a whole category for video games, and then all these other complicated categories.
Yeah.
And I watched them.
The last one, right?
Yeah. They aced everything. Like the whole board's clear. They all left the games for last. And when they got to the games, nobody could get anything right, and they were so easy. Oh, it irritated me.
Right. Yes, I saw that.
The game Skyrim and Morrowind is set in this universe.
The guy guessed I thought he guessed Skyrim. It was something. He's like, okay, wow. I mean, he knows video games because he's guessing Skyrim or he's guessing.
Oh no, he guessed Dragon Age, but it's a totally separate game series. And I was just screaming at the TV. I'm like, you idiots.
No.
It was killing me. Anyway, and it had some Halo. Oh, we couldn't get Bungie's new game, which was is Destiny, and they were sure it was Halo.
Right.
I'm like, come
on, but
you
at
guys.
Least he knew that Halo was a Bungie game.
It's almost guy stopped playing games in about 2005. He just quit.
Right.
Yeah. So he just doesn't know. All right. Anyway, my turn. Okay.
Anyway, your turn.
Let you down. You did that. Never gonna run around.
Very good. Yes, he is never going to run around.
Okay.
He walks everywhere.
Right.
Only like.
Right. Waving his hands wearing a jazzy sailor costume.
Right.
Yep. All right. You, Brian.
Well, if you're never going to run around, I bet you never desert you either.
He is never going to desert you. Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say hurt you.
Hurt you. Very good.
Okay.
The very last thing he's never going to do is hurt you.
Yeah.
I mean, all these things are the last thing that he would want to do. Interesting strategy, Scott.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm never gonna make you cry.
That's right. He's never going to make you cry.
Oh my gosh.
Very good.
I forgot about that whole stanza. Oh man, never gonna say goodbye.
He is never gonna say goodbye.
Okay,
very good.
Okay.
Ooh, is that not it?
We've got six of the seven. There's one left.
There's only one left.
There's only one left.
Oh my gosh, hold on.
And here's the deal. Clacky is one because if you guys complete it, Clacky wins. And if Brian doesn't come up with it, Clacky wins.
Oh,
so
yeah. Either way, we got Clacky D in the winner's circle. Woo!
That's right.
D!
Okay, I got it.
All right. D! Okay. What is it?
So Scott said the hurt, and that's the one where the stanza is like bop, bop, two beats, and... I'm never going to lie. I'm going to go with lie.
It's close enough.
Yeah.
He's never going to tell a lie.
Never going to tell a lie. Yes.
That's it.
Good enough. That's all seven.
Oh, my gosh. We did it. We got all seven. Clacky D, what do you think of that performance there?
That's amazing. I got to say, though, I always just call in so I can hear Scott say my name. It's hilarious.
Clacky D.
The way you say
I just
that.
Love that whole D thing, man. You got to get that D. Well, all right. Congratulations. You win all three of these, and I should play the thing that tells you that.
Congratulations.
Here we go.
You're a winner.
All you gots to do is email Brian Ibbett at coverville@gmail.com. He will give you those codes, and you, sir, will be the happy owner of three brand new Steam games. If any of them you already have, you can give them to friends. They're transferable, all that sort of stuff. And thanks for playing. Clacky D!
Man, right. I'd just like to thank Rick Astley for making such a song that has just permeated our culture.
Oh, I know. There's no, you can't get rid of it. It's a stain that'll never leave, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's permanent. It's in your, it's like the blue dress of the 2018s. What? All right. Anyway, hey, Dunaway, you've been great as always, and I look forward to seeing you again. Of course, Film Sack this weekend. We're back at it, and new
boot
next week.
Finally some Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
That's right. I was wondering what was going to happen first. We were going to watch Pearl Harbor, or we were going to experience Pearl Harbor Day.
Yeah, that's a good point. But actually going to watch the 3 hour plus film, Pearl Harbor.
Oh, come on. It's not 3 hours plus.
By the way, did you see what just got added to Netflix?
No. What is it?
Legend,
wait.
Tom Cruise.
Fantasy.
Oh, with the devil man and all that. That's
the
great.
The red horn dude and Mia Sara and the only other movie she ever did besides Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, I used to have the biggest crush on
her. I think we should watch that instead of Pearl Harbor. Time to take a vote.
You know what? We'll take a vote in the Slack and we'll see where Randy falls. But I'm very excited about Legend. Are you kidding me? I love that movie. Also, it's a Ridley Scott film, which people don't ever believe. And was one other thing about it. There's not a lot of dialogue in it.
It's a movie that had so much potential with the cast, with the director.
Yeah.
And it's perfect for Film Sack.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's perfect for Film Sack. We shall see.
Oh,
Brian Dunaway.
Right. Yeah, she was in Time Cop. I forgot Mia Sara was in Time Cop.
Oh, right? Yeah. But that was like one of the last things we ever saw her in, right?
That was like, I mean, name a fourth movie.
I can't do it. It's not actually possible. All right. Well, Mia Sara, wherever you're at right now. Godspeed. All right. Before we get to the news segment of the show, I'd like to give our friends a little bit of a shout out over at BetterHelp. That's right. This episode sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online counseling and therapy with licensed therapists from wherever you are and around your schedule. That's the important bit, right? Therapy is pretty important. If you're here on Thursdays, you know that. You listen to people call in. They ask Wendy all kinds of questions. Well, turns out therapy is a need for a whole lot of people, and here's a great way to do it. It's convenient. 4 communication modes, text, chat, phone, and video. And it's available on desktop, mobile, web, Android, and of course, iOS. And, regular video and phone sessions. These are generally weekly, unless the therapist schedules more. And it's affordable, costs only $35 to $65 a week. That's dollars, by the way. Financial aid is available. Professional counseling and therapy with licensed therapists, and their network offers broad expertise, which may not be locally available in your area. I don't know if you checked lately, but, you got to broaden those horizons. It's easy to change counselors if needed, so you can find the one that's just right for you. And it's secure, so your information stays private and confidential. We've got a special offer for our listeners. You can try BetterHelp free for 1 week and start communicating with a therapist in under 24 hours. It is not a crisis line. Go to BetterHelp.com/TMS to get started. That's BetterHelp.com/TMS. We thank them for sponsoring the show.
This is your radio newscaster with another exclusive, sensational summary of world and local events.
It's the news brought to you by...
Coverville, where today I'm going to be planting both feet firmly in the 70s with birthday covers for the Steve Miller Band, Jackson Browne, and Randy Bachman of both Bachman Turner Overdrive and the Guess Who. Lots of great rock and roll covers. Everything from... Dr. My Eyes, An American Woman, You'll Be Taking Care of Business, and Jungle Love While You Fly Like an Eagle. Coming up today, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, coverville.com/live.
Worth your time, your effort, and any pain accrued during the process.
That's right.
Excuse me. That makes me feel like I should have a really old Nova or something when I hear that song.
Right, yeah, totally.
Something about that era. All right, we had a story yesterday we didn't get to that I would love to get to today. It's about a neighbor from hell. We've all had them. We've all had rough neighbors before. I've only had one ever, and he still lives there, and he sucks. But this neighbor... threw cat poo at people's homes, and then got banned from speaking to them for 3 years. A 3-year moratorium on saying any words to his neighbors. It's a her, not a he. A woman threw cat poo at her neighbor's homes, and she's been banned. Anna Daniels caused, quote, complete misery, unquote, with her campaign of harassment against other people living around her in the picturesque Hall Gardens in Hemington near Castle Donnington.
Wow. A campaign of harassment.
Yep. Is this Scottish?
Your campaign of harassment will now come to an end, vile beast. Here and no further.
There you go. She also threw stones at other homes and cars and deliberately made holes in her neighbor's fences.
That's weird. Mm. That part's weird. I get the throwing
deliberately
stuff.
Deliberately made holes in her neighbor's fences.
Yeah, what's that about? You have to go out and drill them? Cut them?
I guess so, yeah.
That's weird.
That's so I can aim my cat feces. Otherwise, I'm just throwing it blind, and that's...
That's right, I'm doing a sniper move from next door.
It's like I throw it, and I listen for the crash. And when I don't hear it, I need to drill a new hole to look through. Oh, I need to go about a foot to the left.
Don't speak to me for 3 years, I would say to her. The court scene by Derbyshire live show. I don't know what that is. At least on one occasion, Daniel spoke of an abusive and rude, or in an abusive and rude manner to her neighbors during a hearing at Leicester County Court.
Leicester.
Is that how you say it?
Leicester.
Leicester. L-E-I-C-E-S-T-E-R. Uh-huh. Okay.
Because that first part is pronounced less, and the second pronounced is stir.
Really? L-E-I-C-E yes. is less? Yep. It's not lease? Yes. Or
no, no.
It looks like lease spelled wrong. Anyway.
Yeah.
She was given a 3-year injunction after being described as a neighbor from hell. Daniels, who understood to be in her 50s, not communicated or cannot communicate with any of her 6 neighbors or engage in any antisocial behavior or even threaten to. She's also forbidden from using abusive, something sounded wrong, but then my brain said, no, you got it, from abusive language and engaging in insulting or threatening behaviors toward her neighbors for the next 3 years. During the same time, she's also banned from making holes or otherwise damaging the boundary fencing between the houses she lives near. She is barred from throwing any items toward property on the estate. That includes cat poo, rocks,
man,
or whatever.
They make it sound so, I don't know, so much more classy than, you know, like when Bieber egged his neighbor's house in Canada.
Oh, right.
I mean, that was still a little classier, but it didn't have this much flourish to it, right?
Yeah, I forgot about the Bieber.
You are hereby banned and must refrain from throwing any sort of cat excrement.
You're unable to speak to one another for 3 years. Yeah, Sharon doesn't like our accent. Sorry, guys.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Look, you're just here for the ride.
Zoe Brings Bacon is the only opinion on our accents that matters. And
yeah. Dunaway is
I
in there.
I love a picture of her. All I see is a picture of a cat with shocked eyes in this.
Yeah. It's like they got lazy and said, it's about cat poo. Find a cat picture.
Oh, I want to live there, though. Look at that that last photo on the
It's picturesque, man. Look at that.
It really is. Stone. Mm-hmm. How do you put a hole in a stone fence? Like, it's like 7 inches thick stone right there.
Yeah. Let's see here.
With some really hard dried cat poo, apparently.
Yeah, that cat is freaked out. Oh, my gosh. I know about your cookies. Don't tell me to accept again. Oh, yeah. See, this is very that Northern England, like, oi, you seen my sheep? And like, it's just very, like, old school Britain, England. I love it. I love it. I could live there.
The comments, yeah. Also just great. When working in that sort of job, journalism, I expect whether you print the cat or the poo could be the beginning or end of your career. They chose wisely. Cute cats are clickbait, whereas not many want to check out the poo in more detail.
That's really good. That needs
they
to be
should in... have got together under the cover of darkness and paid her a visit.
That's fantastic.
Nobody says, first.
No. Not on this one.
Yeah.
All right. We got a guy. This guy says he's got the longest mustache. We're going to do a little check-in here.
Okay. Gross. Already gross.
Pretty gross. I don't think you can keep it clean. There's just no way. But
no, it's going to get in everything. And you're going to like, I'm not going over this guy's house for soup because I'm going to pull out like a.
Yeah, totally.
7-foot hair out of the Mulligatawny or whatever. Nope,
nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that.
Gidhar Vyas.
Sure.
58.
Sure.
He's from Bikaner, Rajasthan. Am I saying any of this right?
I would say Rajasthan.
Okay. Probably right. So he started growing his mustache in 1985. So the year that Back to the Future came out, he was started growing his mustache. And is confident that his wonderful whiskers are the longest in the world. He told Barcroft TV.
I'm hoping
TV,
that this guy sounds like... Sala from the Indiana Jones series.
Bad dates.
You make him sound like Dr. Hibbert from The Simpsons.
I don't know what my deal is with him. To me, he's just the one that says snakes, very bad. He's just a, he's kind of an a-hole if you think about it. I know he's
a master of disguise, Indy.
Indy.
Indy, you blend in.
Bad dates. I am the world. Anyway, I've been doing a lot of my mustaches. Sorry. I've been doing a lot for my mustaches, he says, to make them large and strong. And I know for sure that I have the longest mustache. He keeps doing plural. So he says, I have the longest mustaches in the world.
I think he's saying the left one and the right one are separate.
Probably at that length, you start keeping, you start thinking of them as separate, right?
Don't fight, you two.
No, you. I don't want to have to separate you two. I'll turn this car around.
That's right, exactly.
It appears to be correct, as the previous record holder was Ram Singh, from India, whose mustache measured a more modest 18.5 feet. Committed. Vias goes through a completely daily routine for this thing, for his Titanic stash, they call it. Yeah. He said, quote, it was very difficult. I don't want to do the voice. I'm going to get in trouble if I do the voice. Yeah. It was very difficult for me to get it to be 22 feet. This is not easy at all. It takes 2 or 3 hours grooming daily. As I wake up, the first thing I do is spread my mustache on the bed.
We need some porn background music.
Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding, dude. It's awful.
Spread my mustache on the bed.
On the bed. Says, says once I have done that, I put some oil in a cup and I massage it with oil. It takes around 2 hours to apply the oil. After that, I add lemon and black pepper powder to it, or add it, rather, and massage it in the evening. All this helps to keep my mustaches soft, he says. He claims he will continue growing his fantastic facial fur forever. FFF. says, I've shaved my mustaches for the last 33 years, or I haven't shaved my mustache for the last 33 years, and till the time I am alive, I won't shave them. That's a weird way to say
that.
God,
you think English wasn't his first language.
Yeah, it's weird. It's almost like he's from India and he's not, and they're translating this. Right. Anyway, having such a ludicrously long mustache does impact his everyday life. I am not able to eat everything. I have to eat selectively. I can't even have an ice cream, or I won't be able to eat food without a spoon. I can't eat a variety of things. Shave the damn mustache then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares then at this point?
Right, exactly. You know, especially once you've gotten the Guinness World Record, just go ahead and shave it, right?
Yeah.
I guess you're worried about somebody else usurping the throne.
Exactly. Well, this is his nickname, and this is why I would just not care if I was him. He says, Gidhar Vyas has been dubbed, quote, Mustache Man of India by the locals. That's your name?
That's a clever... I wonder how long it took them to come up with that nickname, the Mustache Man of India.
Yeah, all night meeting with just pizza, going, racking our brains. What do we do?
Whiteboards covered with names.
Somebody gets up
at
2.
How about Mr. Mustache? No. 2 on the nose. How about...
the Mustache Man? That's it!
Go Mustache
home.
Man!
Go to home, everybody. You've done good work here today. He said people get baffled to see such a long mustache. People do call me with different names. People do call me
gross.
With different names. They call you gross.
Gross.
Hi, gross. At my village, people call me Mustache Man, he went on to say. This article is very redundant. So there you go.
Yeah.
Therein lies the two episodes, or the two news items we didn't cover yesterday. Aren't you glad we got to him, everybody? Aren't you glad? Because now I can spring into action on brand new stories.
Just in, man strangled to death by his own mustaches in India.
It's actually a thing, right? Like, couldn't you sleep in such a way that you could do something?
I wonder if he coils them up, you know, twist ties or something like that.
Pull ties.
Yeah, exactly. Like zip ties or whatever, and then undoes them in the morning. Because, you could wake up and they would be in knots or around your neck or whatever.
Here's what you do. You screw 2 little like metal rings into the ceiling.
Sure.
And then you loop your mustache up through those, tie them off at the end. So you lay on your back all night and it's just like just hanging up there.
Yeah.
Is that too weird?
I mean, I guess it's not weirder than a CPAP hose, right? I guess. I mean, but it would be like having two CPAP hoses. You'd be like worried that you're smashing one of them or yeah. tying them around each other or something.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm pretty sure I saw somebody in Columbus on the street wearing a CPAP in the daytime. Is that what?
Really?
Yeah. Is that a thing you would ever do? Put that on and just walk around?
Well, no, because I only need it when I'm sleeping, and I can't imagine. I mean, it might have just been an oxygen mask.
It might have been. It looked just like yours.
But it wasn't. It wasn't the typical like little tube right under the nose, curl around the ears, attached to a tank they're pulling on.
Oh,
dolly
no,
kind of thing,
not,
right?
Not like that. It was like the full mask. Way with, more. Like, the two big tubes out like that. Almost like.
Full face or just nose and mouth?
Mostly face. Maybe it was cosplay for one of the cons there or something.
Maybe they were Morton Joe. Yeah, it could have been.
It'd be really lame, first of all, if I didn't recognize him as a Morton Joe if he was supposed to be. Or right, yeah. Or it's just a really bad Morton Joe costume.
It was a really bad Morton Joe cosplay, yeah.
Yeah, or Bane or something. Your mask will be severely lame, he'd say.
Can you point me to the Panera Bread? please send me to the Panera Bread.
Time to take back your city, Columbus.
Speaking of which, deal coming out this week, the Venom movie.
Yeah.
So I read some early reviews that seemed positive, and then I saw a whole lot of trash talk about it. So
really?
I'm a little worried.
It's currently got a 30% on Rotten Tomatoes.
That's not great. That bums me out.
Now this is this one's not Sony and Marvel together the way Spider-Man Homecoming was, right?
Correct. Although apparently in it there is some connection to Spider-Man. So
well, there would have to be.
Yeah, there's some kind of reference that makes you think perhaps the two movies would blend in the future. The biggest complaint I have heard today is or yesterday was that it plays like a 2005. Superhero movie like before Marvel and everybody got their poop together, that this feels like one of those
just looking at some of the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, mm-hmm. people it sounds like they should have gone R because it would have given a little bit more freedom with the character, and that they're just basically sanitizing Venom.
Yeah, it says here's one: the filmmakers seem faintly aware that not all comic book characters are superheroes, but unsure of what else Venom could actually be. Why did the movie make Venom properly dirty? The PG rating seriously hurts. It's a mess. Let's see. Venom I hate lines like this. From the Los Angeles Times. Venom feels like pretty weak poison. Oh, that's so clever. F off. Freaking hate that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, that bums me out because, I don't know, I just wanted it to be cool.
Nowhere near as edgy or as exciting as it should have been.
Yeah.
A significant problem in a film full of them is that Eddie comes off as a dope, an eager doofus. Love seeing doofus in a movie review. Hardly convincing as a boundary-pushing journo or someone who can outthink a titan of technology.
Yeah, somebody, one of the things I read that is it felt, they're convinced that that he is just phoning it in and kind of not even caring. Like he kind of knows it's a poo movie.
See, that was my concern in the trailers. It kind of looked like a very tame Tom Hardy. Hardy.
He seems like the kind of guy that if he doesn't like what he's doing, he's going to be a kind of a dick about it.
Kind of, yeah.
He was out.
Tom Hardley.
Tom Hardley. There you go. By all accounts, he was kind of like that on the set of Mad Max until he realized what was happening and realized how rad that movie is going to be. And then he apologized to George Miller on a panel in like San Diego or somewhere, like apologize to the director for being such a turd on set. So he may just be a bit of a turd. I like Tom Hardy a lot. He's great. Also, nice title suggestion, Tom Hardley. That's a good one.
Star is Born, 96% Rotten Tomato review.
How is that a thing?
Right. Lady Gaga and Rocket Raccoon singing together. And then I'm looking forward to Bad Times at the El Royal.
Yeah. Even my wife saw that preview and went, ooh, we should see that. And I said, yes, we should.
I know. It looks really, really good.
Any reviews for that yet?
79% on Rotten Tomatoes so far with... quite a few early reviews and only a couple of them negative.
I'm in.
Roger Moore of Movie Nation, not the Roger Moore late James Bond actor, says three words: Film School Tarantino.
Ah, all right. Shaken, not stirred, he says.
Right.
79, yeah, you're right. Oh, look at how rusty and crusty freaking Jeff Bridges looks in that.
Yeah, right. It's the
John Hamm, Dakota Johnson.
Right, I mean, great cast, so.
Dakota Johnson getting to do something else for once. That's nice. Get her out of that damn 50 Shades of bullcrap.
Right. Well, they're done with that anyway. They don't have any more. They're out of shades. All the shades have been...
50 Shades gone.
Soiled.
Yeah. 50 Shades. Should be 50 Shades gone. Is that a title? It's not really. That's not
50 Shades is. 50 Shades freed and 50 Shades darker. And
well, maybe she's freed now. She's 50 Shades freed.
She's freed.
Get the hell out of there. Go have Thanksgiving with your dad, Don Johnson. Make it all good again.
Yes.
All right.
She'll be starring in the next film, 64 Colors.
It's all going to be numbers.
It's all. Exactly. It's the story of the Crayola Empire.
She'll be making a new film called 2020. All right. Let's see. What else we got here? Oh, A Hole in Arkansas. Oh, man. This is great. It's a flame-spouting mystery. Officials in northern Arkansas are investigating the cause of a mysterious hole in the ground that spouted flames into the air more than 40 times. Investigators have ruled out methane as the source of the fire. This happened on September 17th, by the way, in a little town called Midway. It's a community near the Arkansas-Missouri border. Far-fetched suspicions such as meteorites have also been proven unfounded. Baxter County Judge Mickey Pendergrass. Mickey Pendergrass!
Mickey Pendergrass, opening up for the Allman Brothers
That's
today.
Such a great name. I love that name.
Yeah.
He told this to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Did you ever go there?
I did, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Was it cool? Was it all right?
It was an early one too. It was one of the first ones, and I'm trying to remember. Is it in? Was it in Little Rock? I want to say it was in Little Rock.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, it could be Little Rock paper, sure. It says here the judge acknowledges other theories as well. Quote: as far as the spiritual Satan goes, we've ruled that one out. Thank goodness.
We've ruled out that it's Satan.
Yeah, they say we've ruled that one out. He says he didn't come up and stick his pitchfork in the ground and blow that hole out, he says. Only in the South, dude. Only in the South. Yeah. The flames flared up to 12 feet. That's 3.6 meters for you keeping track in space points. High, that much high from the hole. High from the hole.
Dark as your soul.
High from the hole.
I'm bummed that neither the new NBC New York nor the Arkansas Online, Arkansas Democrat and Gazette, neither of them have photos. No. Are there no photos of the fire coming out of a hole in the ground?
No, the best that the New York NBC thing could do, York for
a
NBC.
A map of Arkansas.
A map of Arkansas with a pin where the place is.
Yeah, right.
Hey, guys, exactly. That's not what we're looking for. We need mayhem here.
I know. It happened for 40 minutes. Surely somebody had a smartphone.
Give us some mayhem. Yeah, well, this is 2018. All we want is shocking footage of things. Come on now.
Yeah, I want to see this thing.
Anyway, it's the flames flared up, and he says it's been on private property for 10 years. Geologists scoped the hole. Scoped the hole. With a camera.
Did they probe the hole?
They basically probed it. Camera probed it. Yep.
A mix of lemon and black pepper.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
And oil, massaging it nightly.
Ew. It says here, it was likely created by an animal. What? Because it extended horizontally before intercepting a nearby drainage dish, according to Arkansas Geological Survey report. They still really don't know what caused it.
No. Okay, now check this out. Gutter is a tool. I'm sorry, no. Pops and Recline. Found a link on Kansas.com with a photo with photos of the hole.
Oh, really? Let's see. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yes. Pops and Recline.
And does not show fire coming out of it, but man, that is a...
Oh, geez. That's a scary... That's a scary hole.
That is a scary hole.
Oh, man. 8-foot flames shoot out of Arkansas hole. And you can see all the burnt everywhere.
Yeah. Scorched earth around the hole.
Oh, there's even better pictures here. It's probably some gas line or something.
Yeah,
because there's no way that hole goes to the core of the earth or something in Arkansas. That's not volcano country. Now I'm concerned. Now I have concerns. Call Jeff Cannata. Tell him to get a shot.
I kind of want to see That's I love the Ethan Fortes of KY3 posted this on his Facebook page, and the comments are, turns out one of the astronauts on the ISS was doing a spacewalk and dropped his phone. This is where it landed. Yes, it was an Android. An Apple would have burnt up in the atmosphere.
Oh, I see. Just a weird, obscure chance to have a little bit of dig at the phone brand you don't like.
Right.
Yeah, that's where we're having this now, is just random comments.
Exactly, yes.
Good Lord.
Greatest joke ever.
It's so stupid. By the way, I think
yes. Go ahead.
The Samsung phones are more known for exploding. I think the guy's got it on the wrong shoe.
Exactly.
Oh, speaking of which, Kim has to go to the Apple Store today.
Series. Your tweet.
Yeah, yes. The Series 2. Do you have a Series 2 or 3? I can't remember.
I have a Series 2.
Okay, Series 2 has a battery recall, and it's not going to affect everybody, but you should do it because here's why. Mm-hmm. We found out firsthand why the battery recall. I thought it was because batteries are going dead early or something. That's not it.
Right. Sure.
The batteries are swelling only in the Series 2. In some cases, there's a swelling happening of the battery, it can get so bad that your entire glass will just pop off. So your display will just pop right off. And this happened to her while she was driving, and she didn't know about it except she went to scratch her hand while she was driving, and as she did so, it went past where the screen had popped out, and it was just like a razor blade and gave her a big old cut on her hand. Anyway, so she's fine. It didn't cut that bad.
My Apple Watch is swole.
It's all swolled up. So she's taking it in today. And rumor is those who have done the swelling battery replacement, most of the time they give them a new watch. So,
yeah, but probably not a Series 3 or 4, right? She just gets a brand new Series 2.
Well, I don't know if they have 2s anymore, do they? I think it might be a 3 just by default. I don't know. But we'll see. Because 3s are still being sold. 4s are the new ones, but anyway, right. I don't know. She's going to go down this morning. In fact, she's probably already on her way because she wanted to be there by the time they opened. And she was surprised at how much she missed having it on her wrist because she just relied on it a ton.
Totally.
Yeah. I do too. I didn't think I was going to, but I do. Anyway,
I do love the Series 4 and all the screen real estate, but
I like it too. I just can't justify it.
The cost.
Next year, maybe. Next year. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Maybe.
Dunkin' Donuts fires workers for dumping water on a homeless man.
Now,
not cool.
They're already getting it wrong because they're just dunking now.
Now they're just dunking everybody. Forget about the donuts.
Yeah. Dunkin' homeless.
Dunkin' homeless. Exactly. Two employees at a Dunkin' Donuts eatery in Syracuse, New York. Take that, jury. That's his old stomping grounds.
Oh, yeah.
Have been fired after one dumped water on a homeless man who had nodded off on his cell phone. Or it was as his cell phone was charging. Wait, this is the homeless guy had a cell phone?
So the homeless guy had a cell phone charging it inside a Dunkin' Donuts.
If you're homeless, you have a cell phone? I guess you could.
Yeah, doesn't say he's phoneless.
Phoneless. Won't somebody do something about our phoneless problem? The video has drawn more than 2 million views since being posted on Facebook on Sunday night. Shows a young man with his head down on a table, mostly empty store, when a worker pours a pitcher of water on him. How many times have we got to tell you to stop sleeping here, says the worker, who added a profanity.
Your profanity.
We haven't played that in a while. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Profanity. This guy's my favorite.
Watch your profanity.
There he is. The employee and another person not on video can be heard laughing as the man gathered up his wet belongings. The person shown in the video was identified as GoFundMe as Jeremy Young's Dufresne. Is that how you spell Dufresne?
That's how you spell Dufresne.
I wish that was the first time I had to pronounce Andy Dufresne. But by Tuesday morning, a fundraiser set up to help him in the wake of the encounter had raised more than $8,000. So there you go. Don't pour water on homeless people. That's not nice.
That's just
a-holes.
Insulting. Adding insult to injury.
Man, having spent a weekend in a town where everybody was so nice and the only jerk was on an airplane, I just feel like I want more nice, less jerk. Let's have less jerk, everybody.
Yeah.
Less jerk, more nice. Excuse me, I've got a little Taco Bell coming right back up.
A little repeating bell.
A little, run for the border again. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, Tom Merritt will be here with Tom's Tech Time. We'll have recommendals with Nicole and some fun stuff on the other side of that. But for now, we've got to play a song, and Brian's got it all queued up and can tell us about it now.
Yeah, totally digging this. If you're a fan of... modern alternative, like 21 Pilots and stuff like that. I think you're going to like this. This is a guy named Ian Johnson who performs as Arrested Youth, has a brand new album that came out at the end of last month, 27th of September. And the album is called Fear. Influenced by acts like Kid Cudi and Kid Cudi, Crunchwrap, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Basically, it's an album that focuses on aspects of the generation and self-exploration in the hopes of helping us find accept our true selves in this mad world. Anyway, this song actually was influenced by watching his friends work in corporate America and his time working in corporate America. And it's kind of cool. The song is called Robots. Here is Arrested Youth.
Here it is. We'll be right back.
My cellular phone fused with my skin and my bones. These days I feel like a drone talking through my microphone. But my friends don't do it like me. My friends don't live life to the beat. My friends don't wanna see it like me. My friends might be, my friends might be.
Hey, you guys, quick conversation about Casper. It's the bed I sleep on. This episode is brought to you by Casper. Casper is a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. Casper mattresses are designed by humans for humans. The original Casper mattress combines multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with just the right sink and just the right bounce. It's a breathable design. It helps you sleep cool, regulate your body temperature throughout that night. That's so important, especially right now. It's still a little bit warm where we are. Like a nice cool night of sleep. They're not just any mattress company. They offer a wide array of products to ensure an overall better sleep experience. Casper's mattresses are made right here in the USA. And buying one online is easy. You order it online, delivers right to your door in a compact box, and you get free shipping and returns in the US and Canada. There is a risk-free 100-day trial from these folks. I did it, and I chose to keep it. You can do the same. All you got to do is order it, try it for 100 days, and if you don't like it, you can send it back risk-free. Considering we spend a third of our lives on a mattress, it's pretty important to truly sleep on a mattress before you commit. That's why Casper gives you 100 nights to try it out. I love ours. You'll love yours as well. Here's another deal for you. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/morningstream and use that promo code morningstream at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's $50 towards select mattress purchases by visiting casper.com/morningstream and using promo code morningstream at checkout. Do it today.
You're taller, stronger, healthier, better educated, and you live longer than the last generation. And we don't think that's altogether bad. We've done quite a bit of fighting all around the world. Whether you think it was moral or not, a lot of people are free today to make their own mistakes because of it. And that may just include you.
The Morning Stream. Mock death at your own peril.
We're back, everybody. We're back.
Yes. It's almost just long enough for me to choke down 90% of my Crunchwrap.
Oh, yeah. I got about 10% left. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get it all in that last 28 seconds. That was awesome. I want the whole album. That's totally my jam. I love it.
Really, really good. Yeah. Arrested Youth, the brand new album is called Fear. And you'll like the whole album because I had a hard time actually picking. I had like 4 songs I was trying to choose from for Indie in the Middle, and that was the one that kind of had the biggest mix of all the things I wanted that represent his music. So
really good stuff.
So go check it out. It's on I'm sure it's on Apple Music, on Spotify, places like that. So go check it out. Arrested Youth.
Arrested Youth, everybody.
Arrested Youth.
Gotta arrest that youth.
Youth. Youths.
Clackety. Okay, we're gonna add Tom. The call.
Thank goodness, because with him on screen, I can mute my mic and eat more of my Crunchwrap Supreme.
That's what I'm thinking. But I don't have
to get a new sponsor.
No, Tom we did not.
Fix the lighting in his office.
This is absolutely not a new sponsor, but we are happy to have Tom here. Let me play his intro.
These are their stories.
That's Justin. Here we go.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
I moved buttons around, and that was a problem. Hey, everybody, man, welcome.
I thought I was going to have to give some kind of political commentary there for a second.
No, although you could, but he seems to do it with such vigor and vim that...
He did. I would not steal that thunder.
No, nobody wants that thunder.
Nobody wants that thunder.
Tom Merritt here, as always, on Wednesdays. Nobody wants that thunder from down under. Is true. Comes on Wednesdays, talks about the technology goings on of the day in preparation for the Daily Tech News Show, which airs every day at 2:30 Mountain Time. Today, I'm on one of these here episodes, which I always enjoy, and I'm excited to be back. I wasn't there last week, so I'm here this week. And Tom, what's brewing on the back burner of technology stoves everywhere?
Well, it's funny. Yesterday, during the show, while we were recording the show, Microsoft was making its hardware announcements, and at the end of the episode yesterday, it felt like, oh, okay, we have a new Studio 2. I know Scott will be excited about that because you're intrigued by that whole all-in-one that can fold down into a mm-hmm. big flat platform. New Surface Pro 6, new Surface Laptop 2. Basically, you know, nicer specs. No USB-C ports on these, so people are kind of frustrated with that. But the thing they announced after we were done seems to be getting all the buzz, and that's Microsoft Surface headphones. Mm. These are noise canceling over the ear headphones with Cortana built in, and they have 13 levels of noise canceling. I think it's the left ear. You can turn a dial and adjust between the noise canceling. So if you want to hear a little bit of what's going on outside because you need to monitor something, you can, or you can turn it all the way to where it cuts out as much as possible. Bluetooth 4.2 though, not Bluetooth 5, which has a lot of people puzzled. But otherwise, interesting to see Microsoft getting into the headphone game, one that is well covered by headphone makers like Bose and others. So that is interesting. Also uses USB-C for charging. So Microsoft's kind of all over the place on the USB-C strategy. Yeah. But that seems, I think because it was a surprise announcement, it seems to be getting all the attention.
Yeah. I just a quick thought or comment on the Studio 2 thing. I see this as a very positive thing, even if after some use, I'm still not convinced. I was really bummed out about Studio 1's performance. The drawing lag was hideous and just not really usable. And they were also kind of criticized at the time for using pretty old hardware, video hardware and other stuff that's been around for a while. So it wasn't like this thing was this cutting edge piece of hardware, but it had some really neat ideas going on. And after I used one, it was like, yep, this one's not going to be for me. However, the fact that there is a 2 says to me they're committed to the line. And that's a big deal to me because I think they can get there. I really do. And these new specs look really good.
NVIDIA 1060 or 1070 graphics cards as your options. Quad core processors in there. So, yeah, this is something you could play games on. Maybe not, as high end as your actual gaming PC, but the other one, wasn't sure.
It wasn't great last time. But there's a big storage boost, like you said, better video cards, better GPU, and that means better drawing. I hope their drawing engine improves. That was one thing that seems to be lacking across their devices. Is the Microsoft engine's a little rough. They used to use a Wacom engine that was better. They stopped doing that after the Surface 2. So there's a lot to check out on this, but I'll probably do DTNS Labs on this and talk about what it's supposed to be and compare it to what else is out, and we'll see how it does. Genuinely excited about Microsoft sticking with it, though, because what it means to me is that they're not just like one-offing it, which is always a concern with any product from anybody. They all do this. I don't know that it's sold a ton for them, but this shows they're committed to that market, that they like creatives. And so for me, that's a bit of a win, even without hands on the hardware yet. So we'll see, I suppose. Anything outside of the Microsoft surprise event that you'll want to be talking about today?
Oh, yeah, there's a few other things out there. Amazon announced a new Fire TV stick. Kobo launched a new e-reader. If you're following the Facebook story, which I think is a serious story, but some people are exaggerating it for their own purposes. Facebook announced on Friday an attack which had stolen its login tokens. So point of misunderstanding number one there is the difference between stealing login tokens and stealing your password. People are like, well, you better change your password. Mm-hmm. I can never say no to a recommendation to change your password if you think you need to, but that's not what they got. They didn't get your password. They didn't even get your encrypted password. What they got was the token that's set on your computer after you log in to show that you gave your password. Right. And there's no way to get the password out of that token. But through, and we talked about it on DTNS, but through a hack, they were able to exfiltrate that token for up to 50 million accounts. They don't know if they got all 50 million. They don't think they did, but they have reset the passwords on, I think, 40 million accounts that they're pretty sure were at risk. And so when you reset that, the token becomes useless. So even if the attackers had those tokens, they would not be able to use them to log in anymore.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens when you log out of a site. When you log out of a site, the token that was set no longer works until you log back in and show your password. Anyway, a lot of misunderstanding around that. It's a bad hack, but it's not the devastating hack that some people might make you believe. And Facebook seems to have mitigated it. The question up till now was, could those tokens have been used to log you into other sites, right? So Facebook reset the token for you, but what about a third-party site where you use Facebook to log in? A lot of people do that, like, oh, use my Facebook to log in. Again, Facebook says we don't have any evidence that it has been used for that or that it could be used for that now that it's been reset. But they point out that if a third-party site were to not follow proper procedures, which is to flush out the token and check with Facebook every time, then potentially it could be used for that. And a bunch of people are starting to run with that and say, aha, so you can't guarantee that it couldn't be used. It's like, well, okay, no, you can't, because you can't guarantee what other sites are going to do. They might be following bad practices, but that's that site's fault. That's not Facebook's fault. So again, most of the sites probably follow the proper procedures, and so those tokens would not be able to be used for third-party access.
I did notice, and you can tell me if this sounds like it's connected or not, but all of my, normally I'm just logged into Facebook on various devices all the time. And I was logged out of all of them. I assume that has something to do with this. I don't know why.
Yeah, probably.
And it was just this weekend.
It probably means that you were not necessarily had your token taken, but you were possibly in that, and so they're being extra cautious.
Right. And I could be in that other group where they were. You were saying that there's like a whole another 40 million people or whatever. Who they were trying to just be safe with. Who knows?
Yeah, they're trying to cast a wide net and say if it's at all possible that this account could be compromised, we're just going to invalidate the token and go from there.
This is why people rely on you, because even I, when I first heard the news, my first instinct was to smear all over Twitter how much I love 1Password and how it saves me in cases like this. And it really wasn't applicable. I mean, it is.
No, it wasn't. And again, I hesitate because I don't want to put out the message of like, you know, and so you don't have to worry, because who knows? There might be some new thing that comes along. Again, the GDPR has caused Facebook to announce this before they're done investigating it, which is a good thing. I want to know as we go along. But a lot of people are now jumping on that as like, and so Facebook doesn't know, they're incompetent. Like, no, we're getting real-time information, which is what the GDPR is meant to do, which is good. And when they say they don't know, it actually means they don't know right now. We're involved in the investigation. And so you have to wait until they have investigated to find out. So, yeah, maybe they'll find some new vulnerability that they didn't see before. Probably not, though. And right. And if all there was the tokens, then the password changing, again, I guess it's not a bad idea, but it wouldn't help you in this case.
Right. Well, this is, I think it just shows what a reactive society we are, and it bums me out. Yeah. But hey, be not part of the problem and listen to the Daily Tech News Show on the Daily, and you'll be informed about the true nature of these things. In theory. Hey, Tom, anything else you want to talk mention before we go?
I'm real excited. I mentioned this on Current Geek yesterday, if you've listened to that already. We have the Gallium audiobook in our hands. Our editor, Jim, has finished putting it together. So now it's up to me. I'm about 3 out of 42 files through proof listening to make sure it's all good before I upload it to Audible. So hopefully within the next week or two, we'll be able to have that audiobook of Gallium up. If you don't know my book, Gallium, go check out tomsnewbook.com and take a gander. Maybe it's a science fiction story you'd be interested in. And if you have bought it, thank you. Please leave a review on Amazon if you haven't already.
Nice. It's Tom Merritt, everybody, Ace Detect on Twitter. And, of course, the Daily Tech News Show today, 2:30 Mountain Time. Check it out. Tom, have a fantastic afternoon.
See you, Tom.
Bye now. You know, I don't know why I don't hang up on him suddenly like I do everybody else.
I don't know. It just
it's like a respect thing.
Yeah, exactly. Not that we don't respect jury, but I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we don't respect jury.
Yeah, who are we kidding here?
Yeah, let's be completely honest.
All right, I'm gonna add Nicolette Spagnolo to the call. She is currently showing as grayed out, but maybe we'll have some luck here. I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know what's happening. Maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. All right, we're back. Turns out no Nicole today, but that's okay because we've got stuff to recommend anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we'll play this in her honor. All right, in a Nicole-less world, Brian and I step up to the plate. And make recommendals, things that are streaming on various streaming services that we recommend for other people to check out. And today, as always, we start with Brian, who has set up for this probably. What's your setup?
This is a movie that came out about a year ago and is very divisive. People either hate it or they love it. And I've been intrigued to finally get a chance to see it. And let's see if you recognize it.
Very curious. Okay, here we go. I'll play it and see if we can figure it out.
Why don't you want kids?
Excuse me?
I saw how you reacted earlier. I know what it's like when you're just starting out and you think you have all the time in the world. And, you know, you're not going to be so young forever. Have kids. Then you'll be creating something together. This is all just setting. do want them.
What is this? I have no idea what this is.
This is, and Ashley in the chat room totally nailed it. Actually even predicted it just based on my initial description. It's a movie called Mother. Okay. Mother! With an exclamation point. Mother!
All right. All right.
It stars Jennifer Lawrence and Javier Bardem as a couple in a house.
Right, right. This is Darren Aronofsky thing, right? The Aronofsky movie?
Darren Aronofsky, yeah. And very, very weird Darren Aronofsky, but it's a movie that I've thought a lot about since watching it. And that, you know, whether you initially don't like or like a movie, if you spend a lot of time afterwards thinking about it, I think that raises it up a few notches. I actually really liked it. And once I read more about it and put more of the pieces together, I liked it even more. And it's one of those that the less you know about it going into it, the better. Because it does, it is a representation of something else. Mm. And I'll kind of leave it at that. You heard Michelle Pfeiffer there. Ed Harris is also in this, as well as a very bizarre cameo by Kristen Wiig.
Oh, really? Weird.
Yes. Yeah. The less you know about it, that's all I'll say. The less you know about it, the better. But it is, I enjoyed it a lot.
I do remember this being really controversial at the time of release and people saying either this is the worst thing I've ever seen or Darren Aronofsky's a genius and he's done it again, you know, that kind of thing.
Right. When they premiered it at the 74th Venice International Film Festival, it got both a standing ovation and boos simultaneously.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. Great. I love that. Yeah, that's pretty great.
It's got a 69% on Rotten Tomatoes, so better than average. And I think the acting is fantastic. If nothing else, you know, you'll enjoy the acting. But it is a very interesting and thought-provoking film.
He's a really odd director. The first thing I ever saw him do was Pi, which I thought was super weird.
Yeah,
and then Requiem for a Dream.
Requiem
dude.
For a Dream. Jeez, holy cow!
The hell that even is. The Fountain is still the strangest movie I may have ever seen in my life. Black Swan's pretty weird. Noah was really weird for what it was. This retelling of the Noah story was super funky. And then I guess his next movie was this one. I should watch it. I'll just watch it and see what's up.
It is streaming on Amazon Prime.
Okay,
and is Prime place 121 minutes, so it'll take a couple hours of your time, but I'm really curious to see what you think of it once you watch it.
All right. Good recommendation. Here's one for you that is on the complete opposite of the scale in terms of tone and audience, but let's see if you can figure it out. It's a Netflix original, and I am utterly in love with it. Here it is.
I love it here in the wilderness. There's mystery everywhere you look. Come on, Twig. Let's get my sketchbook. Done. Time to go.
Hilda, we have to move to Trollberg.
Please, Mum, we've been here since I was born. It's literally the best place ever.
Hello.
I bet we wouldn't have neighbours like this in Trollberg.
It's drafty in here. You should really close that door.
Just keep an open mind. You might find the city more fun than you think.
It still can't match the wilderness for interesting creatures.
All right, any ideas?
I don't know it, but sounds animated.
It is.
And
it's based on a graphic novel, which probably won't help because it's kind of a small.
Doesn't help me at all. Title. And I keep seeing people type in the chat room Hilda. So I'm guessing it's called Hilda.
Yeah.
And I don't recognize that name. So I must not have seen a little promo for this.
It's on Netflix. It's a brand new original series. And it is the most delightful, magical, fun thing I think I've ever seen. And it's, you know, there's a lot of animation original stuff happening on Netflix. A lot of it is just, you know, South Park level humor stuff. The one about the junior high kid who always has a boner. I don't know the name of that one. there's you know, BoJack Horseman. I mean, they're all good in their own way or whatever, but there's a distinct lack of like stuff you can just sit down and watch with your kids. That's also smart and not pandering to kids. And that's what this is. It's about this little girl named Hilda. If her voice sounds familiar, and by the way, I'll play just a tiny bit of it again.
I love it here in the wilderness. There's mystery everywhere you look.
Does she sound familiar to you at all?
She sounds like a young Emma Watson, but I can't imagine without a time machine that you can get a young Emma Watson back again.
Well, it drove me crazy. So yeah. I immediately, because I knew the name voice, I just couldn't figure it out. Looked her up. She's the girl who plays, I forget her first name, but she's now in charge of the Mormonts because everyone else is dead. So she's the little girl there. You know what I'm talking about?
Right. From Game of Thrones. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
She's so good in this. Just such a great, perfect little plucky thing in this. Anyway,
was that Matthew McConaughey, the other voice we heard?
But he is clearly channeling that, like whoever that is. And that's what's weird about it is it's clearly like the whole thing's set in some sort of all this fake British town, fake British countryside and all this. But there are always a couple of characters will show up. They're usually weird creatures, you know, otherworldly creatures or a crow that speaks or something that are all American accents. Like for some reason, that's where they make a play. And that guy totally sounded like McConaughey. You're right. He's the weirdest character. He's made out of wood. It's hard to explain. But that's the thing that's cool about it. It's all about the music is so good. You know, Grimes, the band or the singer, whoever it is. There's some band called Grimes hold on, Grimes.
I've heard of them. I don't know if I could tell you anything that I've heard them do, but I probably have heard them, but
like right here, maybe just the lady's name. Let's see if I can play just a taste of this here. Hold on. Okay, it's not working for some reason. Why aren't you working, Grimes? Unmute. Yeah, you may not know this. I'm going to skip ahead some more. All right, it's super weird and ethereal is their deal. Wispy, you know, skinny white chick making weird music. And she does the theme to this and maybe some of the other music in it. But the music is incredible, like so sucks you in. She's kind of a female Calvin. Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, Calvin and Hobbes.
The character. Sorry. The character.
Yeah.
In that, her imagination is just always on. And
gotcha.
Okay. She has a pet that's with her all the time. It doesn't speak, but her pet is a deer. Oh shoot, I forgot. Someone in the chat remind me. She's a deer something. Deer cat. Deer cat. Huh. So she's half cat, half deer.
Okay.
Which is super weird in its own right. And the mom, who she's with her mom, appears to be a single mom. There's never a dad in this. They don't really address it. But she seems to see these things, too, and seems to just accept the idea that her daughter's imaginations and her imaginary world are real. And she supports all of that in a really fun sort of way. But it's just got so much imagination, so much care. The artwork is incredible. The animation's really good. It all fits. The color choices are really cool. It's very, 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 very cool. And I would say, if you've got anybody like 6 or 7 and above, it's not going to be over their head. They'll get this. They'll understand this. This is like the prime time for them. But I would recommend this up to 99-year-olds. It's so, feels so good. Feels like a work of art. This isn't just some pandering kid show that talks, you know, down to kids or above kids or any of those things. It's just a sweet, well-made, mysterious, interesting thing, and I really, 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 really like it.
Very cool.
And Lesarge says the fantasy stuff is real in the world. No, I get that. I know it's not just her imagination, but they like to play with that. They like to play with this idea that is the world real? You know, what's our reaction supposed to be as viewers? How come other people have never heard the bird speak, but she can? But now the other person heard it speak. Like, there's a lot of that going on, and apparently that was true in the book as well, or the graphic novel. So I don't know a lot about that because I never read it. But seriously, Brian, like you should watch it. You guys, I think you'd like
the artwork style. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's just fun and good and nice and I need more of that in my life. So I like it. I got completely sucked in. I saw it and I just thought, oh, wait, what's this? And is it just another dumb cartoon? No. It's much more than that. I have the kind of reverence for it that people have for like Last Airbender or, you know, that kind of stuff. I think it deserves that level of fandom. It's really good.
God, there are so many Netflix originals that I'm putting on my list. It's like, all right, I need to add this. I need to add that. There's just so much.
Well, you remember a year and a half ago, they said, we're doubling down. We're going to spend all our money on this. And I thought, oh, sure, we'll believe it when we see it. I think we're seeing it.
We're totally seeing it.
Just like flowing in. One quick note, just back to Darren Aronofsky real quick. His current mustache is horrendous. I don't know if you've seen it.
Hold on, now we got to take a look.
Yeah, look at him on IMDb, and ooh, I don't know, man. Are you here to fix my plumbing? Are you? Are you the pizza guy? Like what are we doing there, really? Buddy? I don't like it.
Hold on. I'm going over to IMDb because apparently I'm not seeing. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. No.
Yeah, it's not good.
He needs to not do the clean shaven chin thing. He definitely needs to have the.
Not a fan.
The scruff. Yeah.
Not a fan. I mean, I am a fan of his movies, but not that stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, there's your recommendals. Check those out and let us know what you think. Again, it was Hilda and the movie Mother with an exclamation
mother!
Point.
Mother!
Kinda mother! Mother! Like E-Network. Like that. all right. We have nothing more but a mashup for you fine folks today.
Well, you make it sound like that's a consolation prize when I say it's like dessert.
I think I agree. And so in our full agreement, I will now play Strange Gym Fellows. This is from 2006. I do not remember this. It may be a you story. It might be a me story. I don't know. But we're going to play it and find out. Here you go, everyone.
Once again, pull up a chair as Scott and Brian share a story by the fire. What will they talk about today?
All right, so I was at the gym. I went to the gym, Brian, to get the exercise in, to justify my $15 a month or whatever it is I paid it.
Whatever you're paying, right?
Yeah, whatever it is. We go in there. I had my plan. I was going to go straight to the treadmill, pull my book out and read, which I did. And at first, I didn't have headphones in with any kind of music because I'm trying to focus on the book.
Sure.
Somebody pulls up next to me in the very next one. Now, why they wanted to be right next to me, I don't know, because there's a whole swath of these treadmills. So anyway, whatever. That isn't even the problem. I'm doing it. He's there. I'm like, whatever. He's next to me. He proceeds to not do a warm-up, not kind of a walk to run, not kind of a jog to run or anything like that. He goes straight to full-on running, which is fine. Whatever. Whatever is your whatever
no
cuts your
warm-up,
cheese.
No warm-up? No five-minute warm-up?
Seems weird for me, but that's just me. I don't care about that. No judgment. But now, as soon as he starts running, every right step that he takes with his right foot, he makes this sound.
He makes it with his mouth?
Yes, with his mouth.
That's not his shoe or his...
It's his mouth.
Hollow leg or something?
Nope. He's going... like that. With every right step.
Oh, I would have figured out a way to, turn on voice recording on my phone to capture some of this.
I should have. I don't know what I was thinking. I think it's because he was so close that I don't know. It didn't even occur to me because it was just so weird to me. And he did this for, 25 minutes, and every once in a while I'd adjust my earbud just so I could kind of hear if it was still going. And sure enough, and the faster you go, like that. So part of me's like, well, maybe he's got some weird chronic bone thing or something that hurts, or maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have any way of knowing, but is anyone out there, like a chronic runner, somebody who's way into running, who can explain to me why you would make a every time you put your right foot down? Because that was
when
really
he finished
weird.
Up, did he slowly stroll away going
No. No, in fact, when he got done, he ran over to the wet wipe thing, the dispenser, and then ran back over there and furiously cleaned his thing, his station. Just furious.
Oh, nice. This is good.
He's just going crazy to clean it really fast, and I'm just kind of jogging and going, okay. And then I thought, maybe I should pause my... Am I making an eat noise every time I step? No, I wasn't.
Right.
I was just breathing normally. I look down. My heart rate's about 110 or whatever for the run. All the stuff's going the way it's supposed to, and this guy is going, eat. So I'm no expert, and I'm not trying to make a judgment here. I'm just saying I've never stood next to anybody at a treadmill who says eat over and over. This is a first for me.
Aww.
Didn't we end up, I think I ended up seeing him again.
You saw him again, and he did the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah, I think I caught him doing the eat again. So he must have had something going on, some kind of weird,
little
hip thing,
bone spur.
Yeah, it could have been. So in that case, it's super impressive that that dude's rocking it, really going
good for him.
It.
Good for him for doing his thing.
Good for him. Well done. All right, that's it for the show. We are done. Coverville today, 1 o'clock. Be there. Coverville.com/live. And of course, I'll be on DTNS at 2:30 tonight. There will be a core episode, which starts at 7 p.m. Mountain, and looking forward to that. So that'll be fun. What else? Assassin's Creed Odyssey is out, and I want to buy it, and I shouldn't. It's just something I want to say out loud. And this is the month we get Red Dead Redemption 2. I'm screwed. Video game is going to ruin me.
Wow. Yeah. I'm I'm still trickling through Spider-Man and playing lots of World of Warcraft so that I'm of use.
Yeah, you need to be of use. What's your eye level? Do you know what your eye level is right now?
I don't. About 6 foot. No, it's 345, somewhere around there.
You're right where I am. We're the same.
Yeah.
We're both useful, I guess.
I would need to do way more island invasions because my neck piece is the lowest. Basically, my artifact level is the lowest thing on me, so I need to.
Yeah, I'm behind on that too.
Hammer through that. Yeah.
I don't love that thing, but whatever. Excuse me. That's it. That's the show. Patreon.com/TMS. If you want to put your fandom of the show in a place of higher love, you can do that. Just head over there, patreon.com/TMS, and chuck a little scratch our way, and we'll keep making this rad show for you guys each and every day.
Steve Winwood would approve.
He would. Absolutely.
Of showing us your higher love show that way.
Even if it was just a dollar of higher love, Steve Winwood would be rolling in his grave. He's not dead. All right. Anyway. frogpants.com/TMS has links to that and everything else we got going on. So if you're looking for ways to contact us, looking for the video archives, which are, I keep having to remind people, are now on a different YouTube channel, those links are there. Mm-hmm. Everything's updated and ready to go. So check it out, frogpants.com/TMS. Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
You got a song?
Yeah, I do. Trisha, better known as E4 Tank Girl in the chat room. What's that?
I said Yearwood, but that was dumb. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, not her. B4 Tank Girl. Former like mainstay of the chat room, and sadly her current job doesn't allow it. Well, she wrote in, sent me an actual physical letter here. Hey, Brian, hope you and Tina are doing well. I've missed being in the chat room every day. I still catch all the shows just a day later. I'd like to request, give my love to Scott and the gang. I'd like to request a song while I have your attention. Could you play Sound System by Buck09, or any Buck09 would do. TMS needs more ska. Love, Trish, a.k.a. Before Tank Girl. Nice. This is, she also sent a bunch of little tchotchke prizes to give away, which I've given a bunch away over the last month and a half or so, but still have more to give away, so that'll be coming. Well, I don't have Sound System, but I do have another Buck09 cover that I really, really like. This one came out on a tribute album from 1997, just years and years and years ago, a tribute to Duran Duran. Had a big birthday cake on the cover of it. It's Buck09 and their cover of Duran Duran's Hold Back the Rain.
See you guys tomorrow for the normal Thursday business. Bye. We'll be right back.
have a name. So call it what you want to call it, it still blows down the lane. People tell me I haven't changed at all, but I don't feel the same. I bet you had that feeling too, you can't laugh all the time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Oh, yeah?